The Browns traded Braylon Edwards, so I'm asking if it's easier to defend them without worrying about him.
Well, you know, I don't think it's going to be easy to defend anybody in this league. Everybody's pretty talented and capable of beating you. Braylon was at University of Michigan when I was coaching in Detroit, so I had a chance to see him play a number of times on television and was at his workout when he came out also. You know, very talented player, good football player, but they have a lot of talented receivers on the roster, so we'll play him, and we have a great deal of respect for him.
Hey, Coach. Watching the Browns film, what kind of difference did you see with Anderson at quarterback last week than you had in the three previous weeks?
Kind of the same kind of answer. I have respect for both of those young quarterbacks. They both have good size. They both look like they're pretty. What's the right word? They not easy to rattle. It looked like they handled things well. You know, and as we all know in our business, when it's not going well, that position really gets scrutinized. But I thought highly of both of them, both those young quarterbacks and their physical skills.
Coach, when you bring in a high-profile player like you did with Owens, do you weigh the pluses and minuses of all the attention and the extracurricular stuff that goes with it?
No, not really. I mean, it wasn't a real difficult decision for us when he became available. And as you recall, it was very sudden. We investigated it. We talked about it, obviously. We investigated it quickly. By that, I mean we needed to find out if they would have any interest in us. And when we found out that they would be interested in talking, then we pursued it very quickly because his numbers are just they're just terrific numbers. He's always been a very productive player, and he's always had a great work ethic, and he still does. You know, we've got to find ways to perform better as a team and give him more opportunities to help us perform better. But I've been asked about, what I refer to as the peripheral things, and I don't really deal with them, you know, because as a football player, he's very professional in his approach and his preparation, you know, on the field, meeting times, really applies himself and works very hard. And then, of course, the rest of it, I'm just not around it, you know. I guess it's around me, but I'm not around it.
Coach, your offense has obviously struggled a little bit. Has there been any thought process of leaving the no-huddle alone?
No, not really. You know, we would if we thought it was the problem. It comes down to me doing a better job of getting them prepared, and then they've got to execute. So it starts with me, and you know, I'm still a big believer in what we're doing. I just got to get us better prepared to do it.
I may be wrong in the numbers, but I think you've given up like 470-something yards rushing in the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Can you put your finger on what the number one issue is there?
Well, there are a number of issues, you know, and what happens in the course of a game, it's not consistently one thing, especially when you hit a spell like we've hit there, you know, and it's not one thing, you know, so you'll have you'll do well, everybody will hold up, everybody will hit their fits, everybody will be where they're supposed to be, and then suddenly they don't, or you have a breakdown, or you miss a tackle, or, you know, and that's where we are right now. It's like whatever could go wrong has kind of gone wrong. I would say primarily last week, and a lot of it has to do with our opponents too. You know, I'm not gonna. I got to take my hat off to the job they did. They've done a terrific job against us, but we've helped them enough. You know, we've helped them too much because they're good enough to you know, to beat you on their own. They don't need any of our help. So we just, again, it's a matter of me helping them prepare and then them executing on the field.
Dick, most defensive-minded head coaches favor a grind-it-out offense. Why do you like the no huddle?
Well, I think that the question, I think it's an interesting question because of what it, I guess what it says, what you think about the no huddle, or what people may in general think about the no huddle. You know, the no huddle, the fact that you huddle or don't huddle has nothing to do with what you do with the ball or when you snap the ball or any of those issues. So I guess that would be my response. You know, just because we don't huddle doesn't mean we don't favor a running offense, or we don't, you know, do a lot of things. So in any event, that's, we'd like to be very balanced. I guess in answer to the what I would assume is the other part of your question, we'd like to be very balanced with our attack, both run and pass. In the last couple of weeks, of course, we've been playing from behind. But it's important for us to be able to be a balanced offense.
But let me ask, what is it about not huddling that gives you an advantage, or why do you want your offense that way?
Well, I suppose I could flip it and ask you. I won't. I'm not doing that. But I could ask the opposite question. What is the advantage of huddling? And the advantage of huddling, I suspect, is just the ease of communication, not necessarily what you communicate or what you call or how you run it. It's just the ease of communication as opposed to being up on the ball. Being up on the ball, if you can be up on the ball and threaten the snap of the ball, then it adds a lot more discomfort to a defense if they see you back there in a 11-man group 6 yards away. You cannot snap the ball back there. So that would be my answer to the advantage of it, you know, is threatening the snap.
Dick, where's talk a little bit about Marshawn Lynch and where he's at in terms of his progress right now.
Marshawn's just a terrific football player, and we're really glad he's back. You know, obviously, he missed the first three games of the season. He's working his way back into it. He really flashed, I thought, last week on a couple plays in Miami, even though they, you know, the game didn't go the way we wanted, but he showed who he is and what he is and what he can do, and gives us an opportunity to take some of the load, you know, off of Freddie, and we just really like that combination. So great to have him back. You know, really a good teammate and a terrific player for us.
Coach, how much did losing that opening game versus New England kind of hurt your team inside the locker room a little bit?
Not much. I don't, you know, if you're talking about that night, yeah, we were crushed. You know, we were very crushed. But this is really a good group of guys. You know, it's they're hardworking. They have proven to be resilient. We're not, you know, clearly we're not happy about what's happened or our record. But if you're talking about damage to our team, you know, in I guess I really don't understand the question, but very down that night, very, very disappointed, but they regroup and give us all the effort they have.